This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Indonesian senior minister said Thursday the country is now fighting a, quote, worst-case scenario epidemic, and the government is preparing for a further spike in coronavirus cases as the Delta variant spreads. The world's fourth most populous country is struggling to slow COVID-19 transmission, even after imposing its toughest restrictions to date. And Indonesia's vaccination rate is low, with just about 6% of its 270 million people fully vaccinated. The minister says the government has converted buildings into isolation facilities, deployed fresh graduate doctors and nurses to treat COVID-19 patients, and imported oxygen and drugs. The Kremlin said Thursday that Moscow had no immediate plans to allow foreign coronavirus vaccines into Russia, despite the country's sluggish vaccination rates and rising death toll in the third wave of the pandemic. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is not recognized by the European Union. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says there are no current discussions about, quote, mutual recognition of vaccines with Brussels. Russian health officials have struggled to counter widespread anti-vaccine sentiment, with only 20% of Russians having received at least one jab. Aside from Sputnik V, Russia has registered three other vaccines. The Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine won over experts after first being greeted by skepticism. President Vladimir Putin has described it as, quote, the best vaccine in the world. But Russians themselves seem less convinced, with many saying they would prefer a Western vaccine and 54% saying they don't plan to get vaccinated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.